All right, listeners, here's Albert. To kick off this 10-year anniversary episode, I would like to first off thank everybody who have been on this show and just cutting it, naming them down alphabetical order. I got here Ashley, Barbara and Brian Dillon from Fanbase Press. You got Chris from Loot Crate.
From Panda Express?
Panda Express.
Fanbase Press. Fanbase Press.
Fanbase.
Yeah, they're a comic book publisher and all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were thinking your takeout guy. I was like, oh, okay.
We're thinking everybody. So it wasn't just me. That's why I went quiet. Because I'm like, Panda Express. Yeah. Like, did I miss something?
Good Lord.
I know I'm always sponsored by Panda Express.
Shout out to my Costco checkout lady, man. What's happening?
Okay. I also had my sister-in-law, Cindy, was on the show. Corona from the Greggy Gathering was here. Dan from Gathering Gallery as well. Dan Lin from Arcade Expo showed up. Dan Silva, David Glancer from Comic Con, of course. Derek, friend of the podcast, Kick the Fancast. Destiny, Donnie, our friend Donnie Jamming. Edward Hong.
Yes, I'm familiar with my friend. Yes.
Your friend Donnie. Don't forget your friend Donnie. Hey, I know him too.
Here's a name that you might recognize. Your childhood friend from middle school.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
Actor, voice actor Edward from also. He used to host the Spoilers Please podcast with us. Mm-hmm. You got Eric D, Eric W. You got Evan, the real Concert King Harrison. You can see all this stuff on YouTube. Our friend of the podcast, Greg, was on the show. Mm-hmm. Haley, you got Jeff here. You got Jenny. You got Jeremy from the band Stupid Planters. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was on the show. Got my wife, Jessica. You got Josephine, also used to be a co-host of the Spoilers Please podcast. She's also an actress. Joya, who friend of the podcast, Katrin, Kenny was on the show for one episode, was it two? And got Kenny Hardy from Arcade Expo. You got Lewis from who helped me make the Who It Worst White comic strip. You got Lena Yee, which is an actress friend of mine. Mary Digby, she was a singer songwriter. She hasn't been doing that in a while. Mike, our friend Mike. You got Omar, you got Rachel, who it was actually the very first person that I recorded with for Spoilers Please, actually. You got Randy, you got Romel, indie filmmaker, you got Rudy, friend of the podcast. You got, I was going to say Ruti, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Rudy? Ruti? Who? Did you just say that with...
You got Sean Barber from Game Culture, Shannon Hurley, which is a singer, songwriter. Got Stacy, friend of the podcast. You got our friend Terry. Got Tim Stapenhorst from also formerly from Greggy Gathering, and Tyler from Greggy Gathering Extreme Ranking Challenge, all that stuff that he did. And that's all I have written down over here. And there's a bunch of other people too. I mean, like most recently, Joni Brozas was on the show. I interviewed her for WonderCon, and many more.
I think you should just made up names at some point. You know what I mean? Nobody's gonna fact check this. You want to snap, crackle, and pop?
Scott,
Beyonce,
Michelle.
Just saying, everybody. It's random names.
I know.
Random names, yes. All right. Thank you all. And here we go for our 10-year anniversary episode. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read the way it did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
Good job.
This is Anna.
So we are recording this episode as we are celebrating April 19, 2015. April 19, 2015 was when the Stuff and Junk Show first started. 10-year anniversary episode, this one is.
Wow.
10 years, guys. Wow. 10 years. 10 years. That's a long time.
Did we time jump? Because I don't understand how 10 years has gone by.
Yeah. So I thought I'd cover
craziness.
I thought I'd cover some things from our journey, or my journey really, because I was in the majority of it. Although Jamming was in a lot of episodes as well, especially in the beginning.
I know. What about
there
me
too.
And Anna?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I'm kidding.
So real quick, just a pop quiz. How many episodes have you had, guys? Come on. How many episodes have we had?
862.
Oh, very good, Anna. Wow. Yes, good job, Anna. This is episode 863. So yeah, I haven't got. Wow, are you cheating? Are you cheating? Wait, what was that? You're looking at the
notes. I help with the reels, so you.
Yeah. All right, that's true. That's
some
true.
Of us pay attention, Albert. Yes. Anna.
Wow. Also,
it's so rude. You're questioning my integrity.
Also, more importantly, how many of those are actually worth listening to? That's a real question. You know what I mean? No, how many of the
Ruthie 800? Episode?
Yeah.
The Backstreet Boys Ruthie
yes.
episode.
Yes.
The funny thing is, anybody asked me how many episodes I have, I wouldn't be able to give an answer. I'd have to look it up.
You literally announce it every week. How do you
I know?
Well, I announce it then, and then it pick it off my memory.
But
honestly, I already that's forgot fair. What it is. What's the number? 862?
Very good. Very good.
Was it really?
I
have no idea. I just pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah. Our very first recurring guest host, that is my very first recurring guest co-host, was actually Joya. Joya was in the very first episode. We talked about the social media that we used. You know, which is back then was like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Was somewhat different. Compared to today,
there were choices.
Yeah, we were big on Friendster, right? That was
yeah.
I think Friendster was already dead two decades ago. Yeah, I think that was already dead. I think back then
was it MySpace? Was it MySpace?
No, MySpace was dead like 5 years before that.
Yeah, I think it wasn't that much different because it was still pretty much Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I think it was pretty much simply that.
Was Reddit around?
Snapchat.
Was Reddit around?
Snapchat. So
was Vine around?
Line
is still around. It's a messaging app. Less of more of a Vine. Social media, but more what? Vine. Oh, Vine. Yeah, Vine is gone. That's not gone.
So yeah, I never joined Vine. I don't even know what that's about.
It's pretty much TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok. Okay.
Shorter TikTok.
Precursor to TikTok.
Yeah, precursor to TikTok. Anna's very first recurring guest host was actually episode 376. Would you happen to remember?
Really?
Yeah. Well, would you happen to remember what that was all about? It was over in December 8, 2020.
Oh my God, it was 2020? In 2020.
Yeah.
During the pandemic?
It was you with Derek and Mike. You guys were guests on this show.
What were we talking about?
Probably the end of the year wrap up, December 20.
It was actually, we talked about the Warner Brothers thing.
What Warner Brothers thing?
Here, I'll read it here. Episode 376. Who benefits and who doesn't benefit from Warner Brothers releasing their movies on the same day in theaters and on HBO Max for 2021?
Wow, look at that. Look at what the era discussion was.
It's probably because they just released a Wonder Woman 84.
That was it.
Yeah.
No, because Wonder Woman came out in Christmas Eve, right?
Something like
that. That's what I'm saying. Around the holidays. They were about to release the one. They were either released or about to release it. I remember it was during the holidays, during the pandemic year. Because on social media, on podcasts, I listened to it. A lot of people say it ruined the holidays, even more than the pandemic. It was so
1984?
Bad. 1984?
Yeah. Yeah, that was 2020. Yeah, 2020 Christmas.
Yeah. It was a big deal because leading up to it, people were excited because of what do you call it? People have been stuck inside for most of the year and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And didn't get a chance to go to the theater for the most part. And then this was like and this first one, people liked it a lot. They were looking forward to it. And like I said, the joke is like they ruined Christmas more than the pandemic and stuff like that. So good times.
Anna's very first official co-host episode, as an official co-host, was in episode 563. The name of that was released in May 17, 2022. So a whole 2 years, almost 2 years after the 2020 episode. So like a year and a half.
Kind of thing. Commitment issues. That's what I call that.
He was really?
Yeah, apparently so. So he's
heard
your very first episode.
Can't put a ring on it. What I'm saying.
Your very first episode.
Well, this was also the time when we used to record on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, that was a thing, I think, somewhat. I believe so. Yes, no. We did record on Tuesday nights sometimes, but
I then honestly, I don't remember.
It became Monday nights mostly, and then now it's Sundays.
And then Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. So this was released in May 17, 2022, episode 563. The name of the episode is Make Baby. That was your very first official episode as co-host.
Ooh, what did we talk about?
He was just remembering.
I can't believe it really was 2 years.
No, right? He says here, remembering the iPod and other devices we listened to music with. No more free shirts from Disney and Nine Wives. Metallica concert, baby. Castle Broadcast TV shows. Those were the topics that we talked about, apparently.
I have no memories of it. If I was on that episode, I have no memory of that.
You were on those topics. We remember no more free t-shirts.
All of us were on that episode.
No recollection.
No recollection, yeah. Of course, one of my favorite things with Anna and the show is they have the Anna and Ruthie show, or the Ruthie and Anna show, and Still waiting for the next one to come out so I can relax.
We've had a few.
And you really say it's your favorite if there's only one episode? You
know, there's more than two episodes.
Exactly. Three. I think you had three episodes, guys. I think you had three episodes. Yeah.
Three, yes.
You know, maybe you know, four. Is, no matter what number you say, it's pretty bad. You know what I'm saying? Given the fact that how many episodes have we done in total?
I mean, if you put it that way, come on.
See what I'm saying?
63 it's now.
It's called the rate. It's called being ratioed. Is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's a ratio. Wow. It's a poor ratio.
Yeah, but if Adam wasn't on the show, there wouldn't be an episode where I can still, just kick back and not record.
Still memorable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, dare to dream.
Moving on to Jiaming. Jiaming, your first time as recurring guest host.
I know the answers. We recorded the review for what called Age of Ultron,
and that was a spoiler.
Well, that's when you used to go in person.
No,
right?
Hold on. That was a spoilers please podcast. In person? That was spoilers. In
person. Jiaming used to show his face.
That is true.
I'm not driving 5 minutes down the street. Come on, man.
That's true. But
you do only 5 minutes.
It's less than 5 minutes actually. Anyway, let Albert get out his thing.
Yeah. So that was actually for spoilers please. So technically not stuff in junction, don't we?
Seriously?
So your very first Stuff and Junction episode was in episode 5, and it was May 17, 2015. And we were talking about the rating grading scales. Albert and Jiaming talk about the different kinds of rating grading scales and why several of them makes things more confusing than they have to be. That was the topic.
What rating scale are we talking about? For movies? Like X-rated, movies. R-rated? Really?
No, really? like grading them. Grading.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I see. I saw the quality of the movie, how we judge movies. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
Correct. That was your first Stuff and Junction episode.
That's fun.
Now, weirdly enough, even though you were a very, very common recurring guest co-host, you were never officially part.
Honestly, I think you're selling me short. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to pump out my chest, but I think you're selling me short. I think I'm on 99% of these dopey podcasts. You know what I mean?
No, that's 99% still too high.
Excuse me, I called in from Singapore. Can you maybe beat that? Hey, maybe Singapore.
Jiaming, Ruthie called in from. Didn't she call in when you went?
Yeah, I called in from Albania.
Yeah, there we go.
We've had some international shows.
Yeah. But anyways, so you actually was a recurring guest co-host for a very, very long time, and you were never really official co-host for Stuff and Junk Show until Ruthie was already one. And your first episode as official co-host was episode 217, way back in January 8, 2019.
Honestly, I question, what does official mean? Do I get a t-shirt? Do I get a button? Do I get a stamp on a card? Something like that? Do I get something laminated?
I believe this is after we killed off Spoilers Please, and then we just moved you over here.
It's like a severance thing? Do I get like a laminated thing and then I have to get my memory? It's like I go down or something? I hit the record thing and I forget where I am. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what
essentially.
I'll go with it.
This is what we were talking about. We're still acclimating to the new year. So we talk about the new laws of 2019, what movies people want to see, escape rooms, donuts. Plus, we proudly announced the newly appointed official movie correspondent, the Stuff and Junk Show. And that's Jiaming. That's what it is.
Does it say what movie we reviewed in 2019?
For this episode, we did Bird Box and Bundersnatch.
Holy crap, Bird Box.
Bird Box was terrible. We panned that, right? Don't look at me. What's Bandersnatch?
That's the Black Mirror episode, movie episode theme about.
Oh, is that the Choose Your Own Adventure one?
Yes, that one.
Oh my gosh.
And Anna, did you ever try that?
What?
Black Mirror, Bandersnatch.
Hell
the,
no.
The Choose Your Adventure one.
Hell no.
Oh,
hell
Bandersnatch. No. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Wait, why hell no?
Because I don't like Black Mirror. Oh, you don't. I already live it. We're living it. Why do I want to watch it?
I mean.
I know. I'm watching like the series, the new season now, and like I'm not really that interested. Like I kind of have it just on the background.
I've watched two or three episodes, and I don't like torture porn.
I see. Okay.
I'm actually on Netflix. I'm trying to see, is Bandersnatch still a thing? Is it still on? Absolutely.
It should be. Should be, right?
Just because Netflix removed a bunch of their choose your own adventure stuff. I don't know if Bandersnatch. Yeah, I don't know if Bandersnatch was on that list. I'm pretty sure it's not because they're trying to keep good terms with Netflix. I mean with Charlie, the guy who does Black Mirror.
Charlie Kaufman.
I don't think it's Charlie Kaufman.
Charlie White. I know. Yeah.
But
I don't see it on there, by the way. Just
really?
But anyway, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I don't see it unless it has a different page than the regular. What do you call it?
I think it's not part of the TV series, so I think it's a separate thing.
Interesting.
Okay, anyways, besides that, One of my favorite things episodes that I've done to John Mang in this podcast is the J and A show. We did this whole thing where I wanted to pay tribute to Kevin and Bean show, and we did an episode in that format, all with soundboard effects and all the stuff, and John Mang hated it. But I had a lot of fun doing that episode. Yeah.
And it's nice to still on the surface, by the way. Is that why? Sorry.
Oh, okay.
My God, let it go.
I refuse to. First of all, it has the word snatch in it. So
we're giving Black Mirror way too much time on this podcast.
It has the word snatch, man. Come on now.
All right. And that movie.
And I barely remember that episode. What would you say that again?
Oh my God.
That's the one where I was like going overboard with the soundboard effects.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and
we had
like small clips like in the radio show kind of thing. Yeah.
I miss Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, yeah.
Albert, want to be on that episode if you ever decide to do it again.
Oh, okay, I'm game. I just have to prep. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't think people know what you know, radio shows are. You know what I mean? Morning Zoo type of radio. I don't know if people even recognize it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. Moving on to Ruti. Ruti was a first time recurring guest host way back in episode 11. So Jami was actually firsty for Ruti.
Imagine 7? That. Wow.
Yeah, episode 11. And it was back in June 29, 2015.
And I do remember, I'm sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. I do remember Albert saying at the time that prior to me showing up and blah, 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 some other guests, that a lot of his cousins would be on the podcast. I do remember this. Yeah.
I don't know about a lot of my cousins. It was just Ruti, really. But
was it just her?
Yeah, but for the first 100 episodes or so, I was trying to get guest co-hosts every time, so it was a whole thing. But
there was a couple of cousins. All right, maybe I misremembered. All right.
And Ruti, you won't remember this, but the topic that we were talking about for that episode was selfie sticks.
Selfie, I remember that one kind of.
Yeah, it says here Ruti and Albert discussed the reasonings as to why selfie sticks have been getting banned in many different places.
Yes, because I remember you talked about on Space Mountain, like somebody had a selfie stick
and it stopped. The line,
I was trying to, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of how the topic kicked in. But you were, but Ruti, you were official co host in episode 171. This was, I know, it's a big giant jump, right?
Over to almost 200 episodes.
Talking about commitment issues, am I right, guys? Huh? I'm going to use that joke again.
I was napping a lot.
In fact, I believe in this episode, we talk about how you haven't been on the show for over a year. Was that kind of a thing? Mm-hmm. But 171 was released in February 18, 2018. And this was titled The Year of the Brown Earth Dog. So essentially what it is just a bunch of random, we did a random topics thing, but this is also the first time we did an episode very similar to the current format we have right now. So that's kind of what kicked things off. I believe it was a case where I kind of wanted a regular co-host and I called Ruti to see if she was up to it, and this was the first episode we did that. Yeah,
so, and I had most evenings free, so that was pretty good.
So that was
I think that's when we kind of started. Yeah, when we started recording more regularly, I think you like on Tuesday specifically.
Right. Yeah, that was it. That was the very first episode that we did that in very similar format to what we have right now. We were still doing one episode a week, so there's that. My favorite memory, one of my favorite memories of recording with this show with Ruti was our karaoke episode.
I remember that too. That was also my favorite.
Yeah.
that was in person.
The karaoke episodes, unfortunately, I don't think you can find online except for the official whowhatwearswhy.com website, because all those songs are copyrighted and they were being taken off the internet. So you'll have to go to our official website to listen to that. I'll put this link in the show notes if you guys want to listen to it. Although I was singing so bad, maybe you shouldn't listen to it. But it was a lot of fun.
Technically, that was also more like a live stream type of show. Didn't really have a format.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just kind of went with it.
Yeah, Ruti, that was two episodes. We did two episodes of that back to back. We were running out of ideas already. Yeah.
I don't even want to remember. That was not good.
Link in the show notes.
But that was fun.
Yeah. And also, my wife, Jessica, she was actually on the show one time, episode 95. And we talked about Asian
Secret. Oh, real quick.
Yes?
Real quick. Actually, I don't remember. Did you thank Jessica in the beginning of this episode?
I was gonna say
scandalous. You just kind of right?
like you yeah. You kind of much like.
He said, my wife, Jessica.
Yeah, oh. But then he kind of said it like, oh, my wife, Jessica. And then he went on to the next. And I was about to say, like, Jessica's like your freaking hero, man. you should have a whole episode just
dedicated. That's why I noted that.
All right. Good thing to know that, Jamie.
I'm noting it too.
All I'm saying is Anna defended you before you were even sure you could think that, Jessica. I want to note that too.
Oh, my God.
Your Honor, right. I would like to make a note in the record. What's
her name not on the list? Oh, it is on the list. I must have like kind of mentioned it. Okay.
He said my wife, Jessica.
My wife, Jessica. Okay. But right. You just kind of like brushed, like you kind of rushed through it.
The hesitation and the quickness of it doesn't help.
Because I kind of wanted to say those names really fast, but it was lasting way too long. And it sounded so boring.
I'm just busting balls, obviously.
Okay.
I am, but I like on purpose and actually like in a mean way.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, all right. Ooh, just took a turn.
All right.
I was just thinking around.
Anyway,
on Jessica's side.
Okay. All right. Anyway, the one episode that she was in was released in October 10, 2016, titled Asian Superstitions.
Oh, that's right. It's because October 10th, if I remember correctly, it's because that's usually my trip to overseas. So you had to get her on. You had to get her do the podcast.
Well, I had to find a reason to record something and that came up. Yeah. Oddly enough, my sister-in-law was actually on the episode on the show way before her. She was on the show episode 8, Online Dating Stories, released June 8, 2015. Yeah, that's when I found out there's a thing called Coffee Meets Bagel, which I didn't know until that episode. But yeah.
Well, you shouldn't know any of those, but yeah.
Oh, true. You're right. I shouldn't know any of those. And of course, from the very, very beginning, music has been provided by Gloomy June, formerly the Y-Axis. So gotta acknowledge that as well. A couple of things of note is my first annual recurring interview with David Glancer, Chief Communication Officer and Strategies of Comic-Con, was episode 14, way back in episode 14. That was our first episode. Compared to what I do now, where I put all the Comic-Con stuff in one episode, I actually had them in different episodes. So he had a whole episode to himself, kind of thing. We actually covered a lot of conventions. I should have wrote down how many conventions we did, but I don't have it down here.
I remember one convention we covered. Am I right, Albert? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys see the porn one?
Well, one of them.
Yeah. But not the fancy one, not the one in Vegas. Just some. I even forget the name of some random one in LA.
Wow,
it's
Albert.
No, it was. I
expect that from Jia Ming, but not from you.
It was AdultCon. AdultCon. That was back when I was like taking advantage of the fact that I was getting a press pass for this kind of thing. So
yeah, that's what it was.
I tried to see other conventions that I could probably get in. So just,
well, it's funny because Tyler mentioned that like you guys used to go to a lot of conventions. He's like, but Albert wouldn't go to the porn ones, and now I'm hearing you did go to one. So I've been living lies.
No. The story goes there is I went to one and I said I'm never going to come back to this kind of thing.
That's how
the story went.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But the point is that just kind
of you're not gonna believe this, but we're talking about it. It was pretty boring. You know what I mean? It's pretty sad.
I wouldn't say it was. I wouldn't say it was boring.
I feel like Anna and I would actually have more fun out.
I think so too.
No. It's kind of a bummer. You know what I mean? Truth be told, it is kind of depressing.
The way I
found it very sad.
The way I would describe it was that it wasn't my vibe. It was a kind of a thing, and like I felt kind of like like I shouldn't be here kind of situation. Yeah. Like I don't feel like I belong kind of situation.
It's a private thing. My conclusion is a private thing between me and whatever iPad I have. You know what I mean? Seeing it out in the wild, the people that make it, and the people that enjoy it, and some of that people are way into it. I am. It's kind of it's kind of sad. I need a shower right when I got home.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, that's
come on. That's very gross.
But anyways, besides Comic-Con, just scanning through this list right now that I have of all our episodes, I also did Kamikaze, I did BlizzCon, I did Nuke the Fridge, back when that was still a thing. I did Arcade Expo, you know, WonderCon, of course, Long Beach Comic Expo, Kamikaze, Stanley's Comic-Con, that kind of thing. And Titan Con was another one. Widenopolis, the Adult Con's right here. And what else? E3. I did E3 live for 1 year. I did that one. And that's I didn't. Oh, Long Beach Comic Con.
E3's been gone for a couple years now, right?
E3's been gone for a couple years now. Oh, there's also a SoCal Retro Gaming Expo. Is another one too. And then I think at a certain point, I gave up on it. I think it was because of that one interview I did with that one girl. I forget the actress name. Where I kind of embarrassed myself. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need to do this anymore. So I think that
what
was that
there?
Was
it.
What was her name? She was in the Baywatch.
Alexandra Daddario.
Right. So yeah. So I was with Tyler at a particular moment. It was in LA Comic Con, and I'm like, oh hey, that's Alexandra Daddario and the one guy from the one show, right? And then Tyler's like, oh Albert, you should interview them. I'm like, I have no idea what they're even promoting. Why would I interview them? I'm like, go ahead, just do it. Kind of like, all right. So I went over there and I tried to like come up with something, and it wasn't good. So
it's not your fault. She's the one who's too good looking. That's her fault. I blame her.
I mean, her eyes are pretty mesmerizing.
I didn't know what I was talking about. They were apparently promoting a movie and not a comic book, right? And I went.
Other guy, her brother.
No, it was another actor. And I went in thinking like I was interviewing them for a comic book or a book, and then there was a movie. It was a whole thing. Okay, like I didn't have fun. So yeah. Anyways, I think that was like one of the last conventions I did as officially. And then I'm like, I'm just gonna stick with WonderCon and Comic Con. You know, it was that kind of a thing. So yeah. So there's that. There were games. There were games that I used to play regularly in the show. The meta game was one of them. That's the one where you pass out cards and the cards have like pop culture references kind of thing. Like pop culture characters. And you set up like a query, like for example, for that particular episode, it was with Eric and Tim, and the topic for one of the topics was which should be required in school, right? And based on the cards that were dealt to them, they have to choose one of them, and Eric chose Dianetics as one of them, and Tim chose the Planet of the Apes, and they debated on which should be required in school, and then as a judge myself, I will decide who had a better argument on
what we know how games work. But yeah, I remember this phase of the podcast. Yeah, we do a lot of gaming involved. I remember this.
Yeah, it was a good excuse to like record an episode, you know, just play a game. Another game that we used to do a lot also, it was Red Flags. Red Flags I thought was kind of fun. It's essentially it's same thing like metagame. You're giving cards that gives you personalities, whatever. And one of the cards is a red flag, and you pass it over to the next player to make it sound like they're bad. But the whole idea is, why should I date you? That kind of thing, right? And I thought I mentioned this one. This particular episode was played with Chris, Catherine, and Tyler, right? And Chris had Ken. Why should I date his character? Is Ken fire your most hated coworker or boss, and their fart smells like flowers, right? But his red flag was, I'm a hobbit. It's a hobbit. And the other one that Catherine had was, can talk to animals and always knows how to stop you from crying. But her red flag is, always speaks in business buzzwords. And Tyler's is, a morning and night person and never farts. But his red flag was, has dozens of kids from dozens of partners.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to like choose which one of those would you date. And they will present their argument, and then as a judge, I decide which one of that I would possibly date. Based on what you heard there, Anna, which one would you date?
Oh, we're playing the game right now?
The one with the buzzwords.
You like that? Oh, even Rudy likes that. What?
Yes and no, but like I would take that over, you know, the guy with a dozen baby mamas.
Okay, fair. Like the hobbit though, you know, can fire your most hated coworker or boss, and their fart smells like flowers. Except he's a hobbit.
Ew. I don't really have most hated coworker right now, so going with buzzwords.
Buzzwords. Well, she can talk to animals and knows how to stop you from crying. So that's a plus, I guess. But business buzzwords, right? Okay, moving on. We used to do like quizzes, like online quizzes and lists. Mm-hmm. Like the very first one we did for quiz was episode 4. Quiz is guess how old you are, and there was a quiz that would guess how old you are. Apparently, it was in Life Buzz, which apparently doesn't exist anymore. So they're like, of course, BuzzFeed always has alternatives.
I'll say this: I do miss the quiz. I do miss that.
Oh, so you're saying I should bring it back?
Okay,
I'll make it
good. If they're good,
yeah,
they're good.
That's kind of fun.
Everything you've listed up to this point, I have no like a nostalgia for and stuff like the games, whatever. The other stuff, whatever. But I do miss the quizzes and stuff like that.
Okay. The quizzes, by the way, are like how people figure out how your passwords are is based on those quizzes.
Oh, really?
You're essentially giving your information to the online service. Like, how will they respond to this kind of thing? That's essentially what those online quizzes are, right?
Joke's on them because I don't answer like I should, so.
Joke's on them. I don't have money in my bank account. What do you think?
Yeah, joke's on them because I do not use what I should be using.
Yeah, my credit card's already maxed out.
Yeah, from what I understand, a lot of those online quizzes, they're just like information gathering, data gathering kind of situation, that they make money off that kind of situation.
The other thing I missed is when we used to do the brackets, we used to either or, and then they move on to the next thing and next on and so on until we get a winner. So
I would like to bring that back. Yeah, I would like to bring that back. Yeah, but those one ate up so much of the episodes. Like,
yeah.
By the way, at a certain point, our episodes were like an hour and 20 minutes average.
Yeah, well.
Okay, and that was those are when we were doing one episode a week. Now with two episodes, our both episodes come up to an hour and 20 minutes average anyway.
So happens to have two chicks on the show, am I right? Am I right? Come on, guys. I like I said, I do miss those either or brackets, like, Final Four. If I remember correctly, my fondest one, is the candy, either candy in general or Halloween candy. Yeah. Those or movie snacks and stuff like that. So yeah, those are good times. Yeah,
Anna, we used to do the thing where we have like candies fight against other candy, and then see like a bracket kind of situation, tournament style kind of thing.
Yeah,
who wins at the end? Yeah, we'll bring those back. Sure, why not? Ranker.com was one of the lists that we regretfully used multiple times on this show. The first one,
they're still around.
They're still around. Yeah, I say regretfully because Ranker.com is like, their lists are bad. For the most part, a lot of times I'm like, why am I using this list?
If I remember correctly, most of the podcasts is us just deriding or making fun of or being angry at the list.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
We use that for most extreme. So,
Yeah, they're not good. Record.com is not good. Sorry. We did predictions episode. Our prediction episode started in episode 42 with just me and Jameng.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For that particular episode, my biggest predictions for that particular episode was that Orange Face was going to win 2016 election. Mm-hmm. He did. And also that Nintendo's big console, back then big console, was going to be a handheld that can connect to a TV. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, that's what happened. Those two of my biggest predictions that came true.
I mentioned this in a previous podcast. What was the other thing you always did that irritated me?
Oh, the death thing?
There you go.
So is gonna die.
Yeah. Why are you picking on the Pope, man? Like, why are you picking on Betty White? What did Bob Barker ever do to you, man? Why are you predicting their death?
Hey, none of them have ever come true. Okay. Fire, I should remember.
Not from lack of you trying. It's not from the lack of you putting that energy out there. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
It didn't help.
Yeah, and for that episode, Jaming's biggest prediction for that episode was Captain America: Civil War will get a better Rotten Tomatoes score than Batman v Superman. So.
Oh, that looking back on that's a layup.
Yeah, even the episode you said, don't even count that. That's just too obvious. But Movie Pass, remember John? Maybe you used to talk about Movie Pass a lot.
That was your thing. And they came back, didn't they? And they went away again.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. That's why we kept bringing back Movie Pass in the conversation.
No, they can't. But at the beginning,
they are still around. They're still around.
Yeah. Okay.
In a different format.
Sure.
A Summer Movie Wager. The first one we did was
my favorite podcast.
Yes, soon to be recorded. Summer Movie Wager. We started at first at episode 125. Although I believe I started it off at Tyler's podcast. That's where it kind of started off. I had it in Tyler's podcast first before I moved it to this show. So there's that.
And what year is that? What are the years?
Oh, years. This was year was looking at right now 2017. But I'm pretty sure we did 2016, or was that on Tyler's podcast?
So around that time, 16 and 17, basically.
Yeah.
16 or 17. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And
good times.
And going through my whole archive, I noticed here, first mention of Happy Walk was episode 183.
Jesus Christ.
And that became a recurring bit kind of thing. And another recurring bit that I didn't realize was a thing was Ruti always recommending food from other countries that we could never visit.
Yeah, I remember that.
I would never say never.
But for whatever reason, you're always like in, recommending like restaurants in like international markets.
It was like too much to spend in Albania. She recommended Albanian restaurants for like 2 straight months. Like, what are we gonna do with this information, man? What are we gonna do with this?
I mean, a lot of people are visiting Albania now. So
a lot of people. A lot of people are not.
A lot. 2 point something like 2 million, I think, or 1 million.
Yeah, but how many of those have actually ended up on this podcast? Those are your recommendations.
Well, that's why. You never know.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I also have a note over here. First negative review of the show was the Mine and John Ming's Obama Trump episode. That was way back in January 19, 2017. So that was noteworthy, I guess. Our first real negative review. But
What's the review for?
No. What I mean by our episode about Obama and Trump got actually a negative rating in on iTunes back then.
Sure. Okay.
Because of Trumper. Yeah.
You know what? For this 10-year anniversary, I'm going to give you something of reviews. I'll go back to our spoiler police reviews and stuff. We usually do a movie review every week, right? So, and this 10-year anniversary, do you want to walk back or say sorry? Do you want to say sorry for recommending The Good Dinosaur? This is your opportunity.
No, I don't. Oh, I don't walk that back.
All right, moving on. No, there's more.
I mean, you want to walk that back? I mean, that's classic Albert. You know, I like most things that I don't, and for that movie, I like that movie.
Most things that I don't. All right. that's quite a way of looking at the world.
I also found out that the first time we ever did go to like a two-week episode format was way back in episode 284 and 285. It was right after the 5-year anniversary. And I guess I decided, like, let's change it up and then made it 2 episodes a week. So that was when it happened.
I have no recollection on that one. All right.
Yeah, that was back in the first one was in April 14, 2020. So, the COVID year. Interesting. Because I was quarantined and, like, I have time to do 2 episodes. So let's go to 2 episodes. I think that was the part of the logic, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The Book of Henry, you don't apologize for The Book of Henry? You said it was a good movie? You don't want to apologize for that?
No? I still like it. Are you going through a list? No. What's going on here?
It's called a memory. It's called a sharp mind.
Wow. He's been saving this.
Apparently so.
I've been pushing that what do you call it? Now I lost it. Get Out thing for like 5 minutes now, before the podcast and stuff like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about,
Jumping. Good lord. Okay. So humiliating. But all right, go ahead. Let's wrap this up.
How about you guys? Well, is there anything about your time recording this podcast that you guys want to share?
Like a favorite show?
No, just anything. Like, come on.
Any fond memory. Anything at this point. Any joy, wow. Any glimmer of happiness.
Ten years, and this is what I get. Crickets. Crickets. After 10 years, crickets.
You've been on this podcast. Any joy, any like milligram of joy that this podcast has produced.
I like when Albert gives us homework 10 minutes before recording that episode.
Oh, I love when Albert gives us homework 2 weeks before, and then we all get on and we're like, what?
No reminders. It's just like, you should remember this. Like, yeah. Okay. I love it.
I don't think that's a slam on Albert, though. I think that's a slam on your professionalism. What do you think of that?
I appreciate that.
Jumming, you've forgotten a homework or two, too. Yeah.
I say no, never have.
No, I think in Jami's defense, I believe he plays like he didn't do it, but he actually does do it.
So. Yeah, she does do it. Yeah,
he actually does. Yeah, he's very responsible.
When Ruthie is like sleeping allegedly, but she's scrolling on Instagram.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That hasn't happened in a while, though. I missed those days.
It hasn't. But no, it's so
what do you miss those days? I don't miss those days.
It's called nostalgia, buddy. It's called nostalgia. She's like sleeping, but she's scrolling on Instagram.
Like, I'll fall asleep right before.
Yeah.
I love the game of, listen, I'm going to take a quick power nap, guys. Don't worry. I'll be here. Don't worry. Are you going to set your alarm? Nah, I'm good. I'll figure it out.
She's good.
Yeah. That's
awesome. I love Anna's dating stories.
Oh, God.
And like, it's like the Adventures of Anna. I love it. Like, those are the stories. I live vicariously through you.
Oh, God. No, don't. It's terrible out here.
No, but that's an element of the show that we never really had, Anna, until you came to the show. So I appreciate that.
Single person here to save the day, as always.
That's it? Nothing else?
I think honestly, just being on the show, like it was fun because it was like you started as a guest thing, and then one day you were like, "Hey, why don't you just like stay on the show?" And I was like, "Took you long enough."
Yeah.
Well, did they ever give you a reason why? And I don't remember per se.
I think I was always falling asleep.
Well, yeah, because Ruthie would book like tickets, and you never know when she'd come back.
Oh, so you're saying I needed another reliable co-host. Ha-ha!
I'm not saying Ruthie wasn't reliable, but...
I'm not saying I ever was.
You couldn't, no. No, I think it's sort of like that. And then you're like... Because I think Ruthie... I don't know where she went, but... And then I came on. And then, you know, I was guesting here and there, like, every other week. And then finally, you were like, why don't you just, like, be part of the show? I was like, oh, my God, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then chemistry was born between the four of us.
I know. Ruthie and I clicked, like, immediately. That's the fun part. Like, we had never, like, recorded. We never really talked.
Never met before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you, like, put me in the group chat. And, like...
We just hit it off.
Yeah, we just hit it off. And it's been, like, you know, now we're cousins. So... I think that's my favorite part, you know, and just having like you guys, like I have a thing that I always look forward to every week. And when I miss it, I get really sad because I'm like, oh, I'm missing the recording and stuff. But it's the highlight of my week, to be honest. So, yeah,
I agree.
Sorry, Jamming. It got really sappy. I know you don't like feelings, but ha ha ha.
Oh, he's... it's been super nice because like. It is like a cadence to the week. Like I mean, you guys know me, like I'm very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like time wise, I don't really plan a lot. Like a lot of things happen and it's just very sporadic the way I live my life. So like, this is the one constant that I get to keep and try to keep, even though I know I fall asleep a lot, but and like maybe miss half the podcast or at least like maybe the beginning of it until one of you get a hold of me. But yeah, no, I always look forward to it. And even though sometimes I travel, I know I try to work with the time difference because, yeah, it is fun to like, you know, just it's like just having a regular call with you guys every week with that I don't even get to have with friends or, you know, regular family members. So, yeah, this has been... an awesome 10 years that just like flew by. Like I said earlier, I don't even feel like, did we time warp? Because it doesn't even feel like 10 years has passed since it started.
Agreed. Jamming, thoughts?
Oh, sorry. I've been watching basketball highlights.
Yeah. Let's look at that.
The last thing in the NBA. What's going on, guys? Everything good? Yeah.
Anything you want to say about the 10 years of the show?
I mean, it's not the end, right? I don't know what the point, I don't know why we're getting all sappy. It's not the end of it. It's not the last show, right? So, I'll see you guys next week, right?
Yeah.
But
I'm next week. But I'm in Ruthie. This like I've mentioned multiple times. This is like my therapy of the show kind of thing. And I do like having the reliability of talking to you guys every week. In actually not just to group chats, but actually audio wise. So yeah, I appreciate that we have this together. All right, it's happy, and that's 10 years.
Where's Tiny Violin when you need it?
Wait, no, Tiny Violin is a bad thing, Ruthie. Come on.
Okay, like good tiny violin.
Okay. That makes a difference. And that's 10 years of the Stuff and Junk Show. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Trends, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatwearswhy.com. This was episode 863 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who Worked With Why production.
Happy 10 years, guys.
Happy 10 years.
Yay. Happy 10 years. We should have had glasses tinkling, like clinking.
Clink, clink.
Yeah, not tinkle. That's a
like
bottle.
Clinking.
Like I said, it's not, I don't know. This is not the end. It's like, we're literally going to do
it. It's not the end,
we're
going to
do another show
literally
in less than 7 days.
As far as I'm concerned, we're never, ever again going to do another anniversary episode until like the 20-year anniversary or whatever.
They're not going to do a 15?
No, what's the point? What's the point doing 15? Make some way to 20 at this point.
I mean, we should celebrate that we'll be around in 5 years, man. The way things are going.
I know. Actually, we should.
Good Lord. We might be doing a 5 year in a super line or something like that, man. Good Lord.
That's true, too.
Sheesh.
Listeners, the next episode is going to be like conversations that never made it on the podcast. So some of them are, there's reasons why they never made it on the podcast. But I do have a new story which we will share on tomorrow's episode or the next episode this week. So make sure to take a listen to that. And I will leave this after credits off with one of our most favorite moments of this podcast, which is Ruthie's recommendation that probably shouldn't have been a recommendation. And I'll leave it off
the at best that. Moment ever.
I
the
still best moment. Stick by it.
Hilarious.
All right. Ruthie, go ahead.
So the Backstreet Boys, speaking just to piggyback off of concerts and going, Backstreet Boys are back.
Oh, girl.
Are you sure you want to go this direction? Well, Ruthie, are you sure you want to go this direction?
I do want to go this direction.
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
No, you don't.
Are you sure all of them are back?
No, you don't.
They're all back.
Oh my God, Ruthie.
Ruthie!
Are you sure? All right, come on. You know what, guys? Guys, let's go and play it out. Go ahead, Ruthie. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You might want to check your Google alerts, is all I'm saying.
Hey, man. They are touring around the world. Mm-hmm. Actually, I so sadly.
Are they, though?
Are they? I don't think they are anymore.
Yeah, they are. They've been on tour for the last six months, guys.
Ruthie,
they still got it.
Had some news in the past 2 weeks.
No.
It's okay. I'll check out the TV special. I'll never mind seeing them on. I'll check
out the TV special. They'd be happy since I was 12 years old and I am still happily rocking to their music. Okay, when I'm washing the dishes, I'm blasting it in my ears and singing along. And yes, I do know almost every song that they have.
But do you know what's happening?
Okay. I can't let her keep talking. Ruthie, you need to know what happened with Backstreet Boys recently.
What happened?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. Tell her.
No, you tell her.
There's a certain one of the Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter. You haven't heard what's going on with that?
Yeah. No, what?
Wait, are you Ruthie, are you sure?
The last week.
He's kind of canceled at this point, at this moment right now.
What? Really? Why?
Oh my God, Ruthie.
Somebody say, why did nobody...
My sweet Christmas angel... Google it.
Let's just say his little brother passing away recently is not the worst thing that happened to him in the last month. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh. I just Googled it. What?
Yeah. All right. We'll save you the embarrassment.
That didn't age well.
Let's loop back to Jami again. Jami, go ahead.
I'm going to recommend that we can just scrap that completely.
I know. I might want to edit that one. Somebody needs to check out TMZ more. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even need to check out TMZ. I mean, I thought this was... Yeah. Okay, whatever.
I'm just like, Ruthie, I'm going to have to like keep you up to date, girl.
Apparently, because like I had no idea. This was only 3 days ago?
Oh, no, it was since last week.
It's like last week.
It's an ongoing development thing.
I hate my job. It keeps me from actually like keeping up with current events. What the hell?
I honestly thought that you were like, I don't care, I'm still gonna say it. And then I'm like, okay, she really doesn't know.
She really doesn't know. I know, I was thinking the same exact thing. Like, oh, well, I guess she really doesn't know.
Okay, Albert, all of this.
Are you sure? But this is like a good example of like, your recommendation should be, you know, keep up with current events.
Keep on that.
Twitter is useful. Twitter is actually very important. It does keep you up to date.
To check current events.
Right.
Okay, Karen. Don't be like me.
Listeners, ignore Ruthie there. Just, you know, she didn't know. Okay. All right.